We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Donkey of the Day is sponsored by renowned personal injury attorney Michael the Bull Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey when you need a fighter on your side. If you're ever injured, go to michaelthebull.com. That's michaelthebull.com. And when you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Some donkey today just saw themselves.
I've been watching Charlamagne. I was ready for you.
Comic donkey. I never heard of a donkey the other day. What is it?
Comic donkey.
Say it again, Charlamagne.
Comic donkey.
Yes. You are a donkey.
I'll show you how to act a donkey.
Everything that Charlamagne is saying is true.
Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, January 16th goes to my favorite sports franchise in the world, the Dallas Cowboys. Drop on the clues bombs for my Dallas Cowboys. Not just the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys. We weren't here yesterday, so I wasn't able to get this off. And I know we haven't, you know, been to a Super Bowl in 29 years. Hell, we haven't been to an NFC Championship game in 29 years. We are 5-13 in the playoffs since beating the Steelers to win our last Super Bowl in 1996. The Green Bay Packers. Dropping the clues bombs for the Green Bay Packers. Okay. Salute to the Green Bay Packers. They beat us. They have more postseason wins. 3 at AT&T Stadium than the Cowboys do in their own home venue. It's disgusting. Look, I'm numb to it after 29 years. I know every year we say the Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl, but what else am I supposed to say? Okay? I'm supposed to say, hey, we're going 12-5. We're going to get eliminated in the wild card game of the playoffs. Is that what you want us to say? No, who talks like that? Pessimism has never won any battle. So Dallas Cowboy fans, we shall remain optimistic and we shall declare that we are going to win the Super Bowl every year until we do. Okay? But that's not what I'm here. Okay, that's not what I'm here to discuss this morning. I'm here to discuss the fact that Mike McCarthy and Dan Quinn, our defensive coordinator, aren't fired yet. And Bill Belichick has already interviewed with the Atlanta Falcons. What the hell are we doing, Jerry Jones? Okay, see, Jerry Jones, the reality is you're the problem. You're the problem because you want to be the owner, the president, and the GM. You need to relinquish every title except owner. I don't care that when people wore leather helmets, you had some success at the University of Arkansas as a football player. I don't care that you're one of very few owners who had a significant level of success as a football player. No, the reason the Cowboys suck now is because you want all the power, okay? Being owner is not, you know, enough for you. All right, when Jimmy Johnson was our head coach and we was winning all those Super Bowls in the 90s, Jimmy had to leave because y'all couldn't work together simply because you wanted more authority over the football side of the operation. Jerry Jones had the title of GM, but everybody knew Jimmy Johnson had all the control over on-the-field matters, and that's how it should be, and that's how it needs to be if you bring in Bill Belichick. But you gotta go out there and start courting Bill Belichick. You're 81 years old, Jerry, okay? The Apple Watch is ticking. All right, literally and figuratively. All right, Bill Belichick ran the front office for most of his time with the Patriots, so let him do the same with the Cowboys, but you got to go get him first. He don't want to be in Atlanta with the Falcons. Just small fries to Bill Belichick. All right, the most valuable head coach of all time needs to be with the world's most valuable sports franchise, period. All right, Jerry, listen to me. That black man from the Bone Thugs Crossroads video with that long black trench coat and that fedora and them shades, he's preparing at any moment to touch you between the eyes. You don't have the time you think you have, okay? You've wasted 29 years and too much great talent because you're afraid to have another alpha in the building. You're already the owner. It's your team. We know this. You pay all the players. You pay all the coaches. Your ego will get stroked, all right? Just go out there and get Bill Belichick, okay? Okay, don't let him go to Atlanta. If he goes to Atlanta, then I got to come back and give you another donkey of the day. All right? Now, I also want to say this. I was thinking about this over the weekend. The Dallas Cowboys not winning a Super Bowl in 29 years is proof that the Illuminati does not exist. Okay, where are the YouTube conspiracy videos about that? You mean to tell me y'all believe entertainers, okay, are selling their souls for success, but Jerry Jones, with a net worth of $13.5 billion, can't buy a soul or two? Huh? He can't buy any success for this franchise? Y'all believe black entertainers are getting movie roles and record deals and just achieving various levels of success because of a secret society. But Jerry Jones, who has a net worth of $13.5 billion, and the Dallas Cowboys team, which is worth over $9 billion, America's team, they can't get none. No success. Wouldn't Jerry Jones be considered one of the elite? Don't the elite control things? Well, how come they can't control my Dallas Cowboys winning? Jerry Jones don't got nobody to sacrifice? Huh? Well, I say right now we need to sacrifice everybody. And by sacrifice, I mean fire, starting with Mike McCarthy and Dan Quinn. Okay? Please give Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day.
I realized I didn't even really want to get him donkey today until I started doing it. Because I love my team. And all I wanted to do was take my dad to a Super Bowl. And I will get that opportunity.
This won't be the Cowboys playing in it?
No, it definitely will be the Cowboys playing in it. I ain't talking about taking my dad to just some regular Super Bowl. I'm talking about taking my dad to the Super Bowl when the Dallas Cowboys are playing in it. If we go out there and get Bill Belichick. I don't even know why Bill Belichick is wasting his time going to interview in Atlanta. Falcons said he already interviewed with them. Waste of time. Okay, waste of time. But also, Jerry Jones, don't waste Bill Belichick's time. Fire Mike McCarthy and Dan Quinn today. Dan Quinn got 4 interviews set up this week for head coaching availabilities anyway, so he ain't going to be there no way. Mike McCarthy got to go bring in Bill Belichick so we can go to the Super Bowl next year. New Orleans, Lil Wayne, Drake, halftime performers. Okay, Lil Wayne, Drake, and friends in New Orleans. Oh, all right, okay. Next year, Cowboys versus whoever.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, thank you for that donkey today. Mm-hmm. Now, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Let's ask this question for delirious Cowboy fans. Excuse me. Let's ask this question for people out there. Finish this sentence. Before I leave this earth, I need to experience what? That is the question. 800-585-1051. Myself, I would love to see my Knicks win a championship. We've been heard ever since Patrick Ewing missed the finger roll. But I'm just asking. 800-585-1051. Finish this sentence.
Oh, Jason Kelce retired. Podcasting must be good.
Before I leave this earth, I need to experience what?
Do I want to waste that on a Dallas Cowboys Super Bowl?
It's not going to happen anyway.
Yeah,
800-585-1051. Let's discuss. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buenas, buenas, mis amores. This is Vico Ortiz, host of Date My Abuelita First. Each week, myself, alongside our resident abuelita Liliana Montenegro,
esa soy yo,
play matchmaker for a group of hopeful romantics in this fun, flirty, and hilarious game show. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps. Listen to Date My Abuelita First on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.